Why does everyone hate Mondays? Because they haven't listened to Hoppy Hour yet.
Why is it that everybody is like, new week, new me? Trust me, it's gonna be the same old shit, and it's Monday, funk day.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now. No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start. Okay, we'll hit it. All right.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it, never worry about the dollar. Need a social trending topic, be the hottest, search about it. Competition microscopic, never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up, now we flying. H-O-B-B-E.
In the Midwest for 29 years, and it was cool and all, but my God, could not stand the cloudy weather. So I said to myself 10 years ago after getting fired in Cleveland, I said, I need to get out of here. I'm going to move to Tampa Bay, almost in Chicago. And it feels like it's cloudier now. Right now it's raining in Tampa Bay. It's raining outside of the Hoppy Hour Studios. It's just freaking weird. Makes me so depressed. But you know what else made me depressed? Realizing that today is Monday.
Hey guys, what's up, G? Want to go to Tchotchke's? Get some coffee?
Oh, it's a little early.
I gotta get out of here. I think I'm gonna lose it.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
One more time.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
One more time.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Lastly.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
I had the weirdest freaking dream last night. So for some reason, I was like, I want to watch Scarface before I go to bed. It's my favorite movie, but you probably shouldn't watch it at 10:30. And there's that scene when they're in there, they're in that halfway house or whatever, and Scarface's friend stabs that guy to death, and then they all, like, run away. Why? My dad died 10 and a half years ago of cancer, unfortunately, so he's not here. But me and him used to get into wicked arguments, and I had a dream we were in this argument. I had a dream. I think that I stabbed him to death, but, like, that part of the dream blacked out. But then, like, everybody was like, where's your dad? It's very strange. And I woke up and I see my cat like looking at me in the eyes going, feed me, feed me. And I'm like, okay. So then I go back to bed and then it's part two of everybody going, oh, well, where's the, it's almost like a crime documentary or something. Did not like that. It was an all night thing. You know when you have those traumatic dreams that it's like a 3-part series? Yeah, I was talking to my friend on the phone, and she was like, yeah, you probably should, you know, watch Scarface before bed. I'm like, no, it's not going to cause any issues.
It's here. It's here. It's finally here.
It's finally here.
What is the beginning of the end of the end of the beginning?
What is?
Get a hold of yourself. You're not making any sense.
Beginning of the beginning of everything.
Speak English.
It's Monday morning.
It's the start of the work week.
You're excited about that?
Not just that.
Also,
it's showtime.
Maybe it's because I'm freaking stoned. But my God, does today feel like a Monday out of Mondays? Like I remember last Monday didn't feel as much of a Monday. You know what I mean? This Monday right now feels like a Monday.
The
This is not headline news. Today is National Leave Work Early Day. Millions of Americans will celebrate by not changing a thing.
I did.
You can now buy a soap from Sydney Sweeney's Bathwater.
Oh, yeah.
There's also a Post Malone version, but it's only made twice a year. Billie Eilish announced her fall tour dates. Okay, it was more of a low-key mumble, but you get the point.
This guy's on friggin' fire. I gotta hear that again. Oh my god.
Their fall tour dates. Okay, it was more of a low-key mumble, but you get the point. In sports, the Oklahoma City Thunder will play the Indiana Pacers in the NBA Finals. That should mean record ratings for Major League Baseball.
I don't know why everyone's hating on this finals. Yeah, they're not big names, but it means you're not basketball fans. I'm freaking excited. It's gonna be Midwest teams balling out. Got Midwest ballers out there. But no, it doesn't have the New York Knicks in. Shut the fuck up. Shut up.
And 13-year-old Faison Zaki won the national spelling bee. His winning word was Faison Zaki. This is not headline news.
Everything besides the NBA ratings thing, I took offense to. The trailer for Happy Gilmore 2 is up.
My name is Happy Gilmore. 30 years ago, I decided to give golf a try. But even when you're at the top of your game, you can always shank one.
You see the happy I fell in love with?
All right, I can't play all of it. I hate fucking copyright. In the middle of the freaking trailer, it's like, oh, it's magic. I'm like, that's copyrighted, and I'm an underground show that doesn't have copyright rules. God, that fucks me every time.
Now that Costa Rican prison guards have apprehended a house cat with 230 grams of weed and 67 grams of crack taped to its body, they have to find out who tipped them off. My guess, it's a dog.
Wow, Frank is funny, Mar. Not at all.
My guess, she rolled over.
Oh, wow. That's you with the hookers.
I know I'm the weirdo because I never had kids, but if it's really so great, tell me why we now literally have a product called Mom Water.
Ah, so funny! Man, you're making Kimmel look like freaking George Carlin.
That consists of putting vodka in a can.
I can't, unless this is garbage. People are like, right. So funny. I love when it's so bad with these late night hosts and then they don't know what to laugh at.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Just a quick reminder that our flight crew is here for your safety, not naked interpretive dance in the loo. If you happen to see one of our flight attendants stripping balls and flailing with tartars akimbo, thinking she's auditioning for So You Think You Can Dance, please remain seated and notify the rest of the crew.
Alright, 856-49 Hoppy. I guess a flight attendant danced naked, so that was the skit about it. So funny! Hilarious, man. This show is off the rails already. We're only 8 minutes in. Oh, this is gonna be a doozy. A mom on TikTok went on a rant. Of course, it's a Florida mom, of course. Making Florida look good. You see where this is? I am getting blinder. Like, I have to, like, look closer at the screen. Well, I'll see where it's from, but here is the audio of her talking about why she let her kids skip the final week of school.
Do you make your kid go to school the last day of school? Do you make your kid go to school the last week of school? I don't make my kids go to school the last couple days of school. I don't see the point. Most of the teachers would rather you keep your kids home anyway, at least around here. My parents, they made us go to school every single day, all the way to the very last day of school every year. I have cleaned a lot of desks. That is what we did the last week of school when I was a kid. So what was the point of sending me to school on the last few days of school? But I'm not doing that with my kids. Stay home, baby. It's summertime. Time to go.
God, you're a dumb broad. I can't find out what city she's from. She has, like, Jacksonville vibes, you know, just a trash bag. You know, she'd be fun in bed, though. sit on my lap and let me spank you. Mommy, why are you moaning in the other room? I've never had that happen. With a single mom, I hooked up with, and I'm hiding in the room like, Duncan! It did not happen. Ah, former McDonald's corporate chef talks about the secret of their burgers. I'm going to say Clay. Play-Doh Clay.
I'm a former McDonald's corporate chef. I am going to divulge some information for you. Nobody believes me. Just to confirm, this magic seasoning, they legally have to post the ingredient statement on their website. I'll even put the meat ingredient statement. It's just salt and pepper. There's literally no other things in it.
It's not that good of a burger.
86% salt, 14% pepper. The hamburger, the McDouble, the double cheeseburger, and the Big Mac, same seasoning is used on their quarter pounders. If you do not think this is true, along with the...
What an annoying guy. No wonder you're a former McDonald's person. They probably fired you because you're annoying. Blah, blah, blah. Get to the point. Millions of honeybees escaped after a semi-truck overturned. This was in Washington.
When they said 200 million bees, they meant it.
So when I heard that this had happened, we thought, well, we got the suits. Let's go and see what we can do in health. So we're basically one by one rebuilding the beehives over there, putting the frames back in and then having to stack them.
It calms them down with the smoke. Sometimes it works. When they're really angry like this, it doesn't really work too well.
Yeah. What's worse when it comes to a beehive? Actual angry bees or Beyonce fans?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
Can the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Here's Soundmaster T, Chicago legend, with Droofed Out. I'll let him do it.
Hey, we got the remix. We got the drone.
Smoke, drink, smoke, people say been all on the earth, I don't incur, speech y'all slur.
The hour will be right back.
Feel the music coming. You feel yourself coming. Oh, yeah, this is a circus known as Hoppy Hour. I do describe it as an in-studio circus. So here we are. This following segment has been brought to you by DZ Beezy Honey at DZBeezyHoney.com. And I tell you, they're the best Delta 8 CBD honey around. I'm a man of my words. It comes in the form of a lollipop, lollipop, the wrapper, a honey sticker, or a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DZBeezyHoney.com and check out. Use promo code HOPPE. Save 20%, okay? Does that work with you? Got it. Why is it that people in Florida have to act like they got the best education? Even though Florida has some of the worst education. Just embrace it and funk that. I've had better ones. I don't know. I tried.
Door is closing.
And now, something completely different.
It's time for Hoppy in the morning.
It's Hoppy.
Everybody, this is Dave Pratt in Arizona, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour!
Because caffeine isn't enough to wake you up, this is Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Are you guys ready to party?
Yeah.
It is freaking Monday.
Screech free.
Let's make the most of it.
You want to go, 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 go.
Tune in worldwide. Hoppy got the vibe. 6 foot nine, towering minds collide.
Yeah.
Sex tales, dating tips, spilling the tea. Mm. Now on air, giant world buzzing about the spree.
Sure.
Hoppy hour, turn it up worldwide. Power from the tower.
I know this goes with anywhere you go in life, you're going to have gossiping. You're going to have rumors. You're going to have people talk. So when I say that this involves the Pinellas County Cava community, it could really involve anybody. But I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that at these Cava bars I go to, everybody hangs out in the same room and they're all friends, hey mama. And then when they walk away, they talk crap about each other. And I got some reports about people talking crap about me. So I texted those very people and they just gave my comment a like. Like, if you're going to talk about me, bitch, at least have the guts to reply. Oh my goodness. These young Gen Z kids freaking barely graduated high school because of COVID. And now it's our problem. Shut up.
Beats in heavy transmission, flipping topics like records on a DJ spin.
Oh, sure.
Hoppy's throne, untouchable, where the king begins.
Whatever.
The hype, right,
we're all gonna die someday.
By the world's
can't slap it.
Gen Z thinks they're gonna live forever. It's like karate. You guys are already old. Gen Alpha's up next. Alrighty, let's get back to some celebrity news. Which is what we usually do here.
Hailee Steinfeld and Josh Allen are married. People magazine confirms.
Oh my God, I hope this relationship lasts forever and ever. And I get to hang out and do that because I hope they signed a prenup. I know she might be actually worth more than him, but you're an NFL player. You're on the road all the time. You're a good-looking guy, Josh Allen. You got women throwing themselves at you all the time. And yes, I know he's married to Haley. But what is that saying? For every breakup, there's someone that's sick of having sex with her. I mean, it's possible.
Sinners actress and Buffalo Bills quarterback tied the knot after 2 years of dating and 6 months after their November 22nd engagement. Speaking about the proposal, Haley told Who What Where on February 19th. We were in Malibu, which is my happy place, and it was magical.
Oh, it's so fancy. It's almost like you guys are really rich.
And on December 6th, Josh shared his own thoughts in Haley's newsletter, Beau Society, saying, "I think I was most nervous about you finding out about the proposal. It was hard to keep secrets from you."
Oh yeah, you better not cheat because you won't be able to keep that secret from her.
"And have other people in your life keep secrets from you." Multiple times throughout the day, a song would come on and I would tear up thinking about how special our day was going to be.
Oh, it's so freaking cute / nauseating.
"It feels unbelievable to be engaged to someone who is so special and loving and
gives good blowjobs,
caring and gorgeous and fun and..."
Oh yeah, she's got a great rack.
"Happy. I can keep going if you want me to keep going." The duo first sparked romance rumors after a May 2023 dinner date in New York City.
Oh yeah, I bet he paid for that bill. I saw this headline here and it's just sad. I don't even feel like playing the Hoppy Hot Topic sound effect before it, because I have a little bit of a heart. I may be a loudmouth. People may not like me, but I try to be a nice guy.
Rihanna's father, Ronald Fenty, has died at 70, according to multiple reports. Starcom Network was first to report the news and shared that, according to sources, he passed away early Saturday morning in California following a brief illness.
That sucks. Listen, I lost my dad at 21. We weren't the closest. But it's still a crappy feeling when your dad's gone.
The outlet also noted he was surrounded by his family at the time of his death. The singer and her brother, Rajad Fenty, reportedly arrived to Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles on Wednesday, May 28th, per TMZ. The Grammy-winning artist has not publicly commented on the news of the death as of...
Yeah, it's gotta be hard, especially when it's unexpected. Like, when you know it's coming, I'm not saying it's any easier, but you're kinda like, okay. But when it's unexpected, that is, I know, a good...
Sunday afternoon. Following Ronald's passing, Barbados Prime Minister Mia Motley issued a statement, sharing in part, "Ronald Fenty was a son of Barbadian soil, whose life story reflected the resilience and spirit of our nation. While he may be known for playing a significant role in shaping the woman our national hero Rihanna has become, the truth is that his journey here on Earth has touched many more lives. Ronald was a father, a friend, a neighbor, and a proud Barbadian. Indeed, his path, like so many in our community, was not without struggle, but it was also one marked by love, growth, and a deep connection to the people."
What a badass. When you see pictures of him, he seemed like a good guy. Like, you know how many deadbeat dads there are, and I've dated girls with deadbeat dads, both of my girlfriends, and they had the worst dads, and that messes you up, because however your father is to you, if you're a girl, it's how you're going to view men.
People in place that shaped him. She also extended her condolences to the singer, who is pregnant with her third child, and her family. To Rihanna, her mother Monica, her brothers Rory, Rajad, and Jamie, sisters Candy and Samantha, and all members of the Fenty family, I offer my deepest sympathies. I equally extend my condolences to Ronald's family and loved ones, both here in Barbados and abroad. In this time of mourning, we stand united with the Fenty family, offering our prayers and support.
All right, so here's the deal. Today's kind of a slow news day. I already have like 7 windows I've gone through and I don't have a lot going on right now. And right now it's 1:15 p.m. and I recorded a little bit earlier than I thought I would. So I'm trying to extend this. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a song because we're going to take a quick break. But we're not going to go through the whole address and whatever, where you have to like hear happy hour, happy hour, everywhere outside. Oh, I smell his poop. No, 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 no. We're just going to go right into it. Since we did talk about Rihanna, here's a song that I am sad was unreleased yet. I'm glad it was unreleased so I can play it. It's Nicole Scherzinger and Rihanna with Winning Women. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Ticket to the NBA Finals for the first time in over two decades.
The media loves Sam. Punch a ticket.
After beating the Knicks 125-108 in front of an electrified home crowd, closing out the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. You can tell the media is not as excited. They wanted it to be the Knicks.
The Knicks keeping the score close throughout the first half.
Yeah, they're trying to give them some credit.
Until the Pacers turned up the heat in the third quarter. The Pacer defense relentless, forcing 18 turnovers, turning them into easy points.
Yeah, this guy sounds really defeated.
Pascal Siakam winning the Larry Bird Eastern Conference Finals MVP.
Yeah, did you see Halliburton walking up thinking it was going to be him?
He award. Making a statement, dropping 31 points, and making plays on both ends of the court.
And what's funny is all these average fans that only know the big names are like, this is going to be the worst NBA Finals ever. There's this annoying Twitter account called Lake Show Yo. I don't know who it is, but it's some annoying Lakers fan. And he's like, this is not what we wanted. Why wouldn't you want Tyrese Halliburton and Siakam going up against SGA and Chet Hanks or whatever his name is? Holmgren, I keep thinking it's Chet Hanks. He looks like a Chet. And you got Alex Caruso. You got two teams that their fan base is essentially like a cult.
I have like 100% belief in my teammates. Whenever we down, you know, we always find a way. And we did that tonight.
Tyrese Halliburton finding his groove late in the game.
Hell yeah, he did. He's like my new favorite player. I like players that are hated on. Because he's being hated on by the big bad media, and I get hated on by big bad morning shows.
Halliburton, wide open, his three. Long shot, Halliburton, no! Tyrese Halliburton has gone mad!
Yeah, that's enough stabs. Last time was on TNT.
Finishing with 21 points and 14 assists. The Knicks fighting hard with Karl-Anthony Towns battling through a knee injury to put up 22 points and 14 rebounds.
This guy could not sound less interested. Here is some of the last of Inside the NBA on TNT. Now, I know that because the NBA is leaving TNT, it doesn't mean that Inside the NBA is not going away. But what I'm about to play, this ain't happening on Disney. Although Pat McAfee is crazy. And before I get to this clip of the last time Inside the NBA was ever on TNT, I was reading Reddit today. I guess Howard Stern was saying that like nobody knows who Pat McAfee is. And then like the nerds that work on Howard Stern's show were like saying nobody cares about Pat McAfee. That is why everybody wanted the Knicks to lose. Because you're a bunch of classless morons. Howard Stern probably has 400,000 listeners per day. Pat McAfee has millions and he's on ESPN. People do know who he is. I've never respected that about like elder radio hosts like Doogie a few weeks ago. I don't remember Ryan Hoff. You bitch used to drive me around. It's the most out of touch, overrated playbook is when they pretend they don't know who you are. Here is Inside the NBA's last moment on TV.
As you know, we come to the end of the road here with the NBA on TNT. And let's just go down the line here. I know everybody's got thoughts about the end of this chapter. And Shaq, start with you.
I'm the youngest here. It's been a great run. It's been an honor. Chuck, I love you like the older brother that I...
Can those moron Pacer fans shut the fuck up?
Never had... And if you say something, I will whoop your ass one last time on this show right now. Ernie, you came to my house in 1989, 1991. It's a big honor. It's an honor for me to be sitting up here with you, Kenny. The way y'all embarrassed us in 94, 95, you and Akeem, you taught me what it was to be a champion. And we're a family. I'm glad we're sticking together. And like I said, even though the name changes, the engine is still the same.
Probably not with Disney.
And to the new network we're coming to, we're not coming to F around. And since this is the last show, I'm going to say it. We're not coming to fuck around.
Why did he peep it? Why did Chaz NBA peep it? He said fuck on TV. God, this censorship online is out of control. We're a bunch of babies. He said, we didn't come to fuck around. And I'll say it for Shaq because I cleaned it on this clip. Fuck, 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 fuck. Fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck. Now, if this show was on FM radio, I wouldn't swear. But because it's a podcast and they censored Shaq because of monetization on YouTube, fuck, fuck, fuck.
You kicking ass. You taking names. And you taking over. Okay? I love you guys and I appreciate you guys, but hey, all right? Let me see that number one sign for the number one show ever on TV. Mm-hmm. Come over to take over that next network, too.
Hey.
But I'm proud to say for the last time.
Yeah, Ernie didn't seem to appreciate the swearing. You know he's a square.
Thanks for watching us.
I
it's the NBA on TNT.
Before we go, guys. We'll be right back.
HOPRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
And where to find hope? Why you left me all alone in the zone, helpless? I'm feeling selfish, parking my guns, looking for ends, robbing niggas for fun, feeling shady for my lady friends, Beamers and Benz, fuck friends. It's all about the cash, building a stash. I plotted with a ski mask, money over matter, no bullshitting, gotta get it legit. Therefore, I hit the studio and start spitting. Recognize game as a juvenile, and still a child of the wild. It burned in my heart, I spread the fumes of some incense, release from my lungs, and watch the smoke rise. That's when I know where it's from, but I'm still trapped and I'm only getting deeper, surrounded by foes and a pole, feeling the heat.
Lord, show us another way to start the dangerous living. I pray for the day that I can start getting. It's hard enough trying to survive while everybody's tripping, but since we on this side, we got no choice but to deal with it. Lord, show us another way to start the dangerous living. I pray for the day that I can start getting. It's hard enough trying to survive while everybody's tripping, but since we on this side, we got no choice but to deal with it.
Young niggas stepping on the scene, sticking tired of niggas and dimes, trying to stick a triple beam, feeling for the game like you know they do dope. Smoking every day, wondering if there's still any hope. Lord, forgive me for my sin, but to me, that's the only way. With three kids, struggling, trying to get paid. Hey, and wanna probably get a fabulous. Want my kids to have the things in life that I never did. And sometimes I'm wild and sometimes I smile. I never thought my life would end up this way ever since the juvenile. Trials and tribulations, the end is what we facing. I hope it be better days for the next generation. And what we got to do to start getting. And why are we stuck in this dangerous living? And sometimes I feel my life ending, but I got to deal with it. But we got to deal with it.
Lord, show us another way to start the dangerous living. I pray for the day that I can start getting. It's hard enough trying to survive while everybody's tripping, but since we on this side, we got no choice but to deal with it.
Give me my budget back, you got it all. Yeah, you took it. Told you come to smoke a weed and turn it blow. With the pedal to the flow, drag the D.O.D.s. While I'm looking for holes to build my E.O.T.s. But no, devil, you had to stop that. I guess you hit to see a player ball, especially black. So how can it feel? How should I act? Without no driver license, I guess I got a jet black. Through the prize door, dope out my pockets. I know I hustle for the dope, but I gotta drop it. Cause getting caught with dope is like committing murder. That's why I had to jump fences like a jumping over hurdles. Running through somebody's yard. From the police, saying to myself, these devils gotta show me where the pigs hit the door at. That's why they trying to put us onto the Lord. Let's ask.
I pray for the day that I can start getting. It's hard enough trying to survive while everybody's tripping, but since we on this side, we got no choice but to deal with it. Lord, show us another way to start the dangerous living. I pray for the day that I can start getting. It's hard enough trying to survive while everybody's tripping, but since we on this side, we got no choice but to deal with it.
They got my mind locked in a maze. These days, yeah, my niggas be walking around with AKs. So Lord, tell me otherwise to these things I do. Like when I hang on the corner drinking brews, smoking a blunt or two with my crew like every single day. Cause illegal drug smuggling is how I get paid. See, that's the type of nigga that I am. A young ass nigga stuck in this game who just don't give a damn about these hoes or these riches. I guess that's why I stay broke, go through front quarter bus and call gas dishes. Dreaming of these riches, but it seems I stay on a roll taking broken bitches.
I pray for the day that I can start getting. It's hard enough trying to survive while everybody's tripping, but since we on this earth, we got no choice but to deal with it. Lord, show us another way to start the dangerous living. I pray for the day that I can start getting. It's hard enough trying to survive while everybody's tripping, but since we on this earth, we got no choice but to deal with it.
Hour. We'll be right back.
What up, Hoppy Hour? I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. This following segment has been brought to you by Fortify.com. Fortifeye.com. For the best pre- and post-workout around. Coconut, caramel, and fruit punch. Make it into a protein shake. Shake it up. Like Scott Farrell says, and you get hooked up. Fortifeye.com. At checkout, use promo code Ryan20 to save 20%. Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. At RichKBarber.com. 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard, and that's in Tampa. But you got to sign up at RichKBarber.com. You can't just go, hey, Rich, can I get a haircut? No, go to RichKBarber.com. And when you do, you'll save $10. And finally, before I play this PSA of Hammer and Hank, go to Spotify, type in H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank. We have a whole playlist of all 14 episodes of the Hammer and Hank Show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy. And it's also on his podcast feed, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank. But let's also hear his award-winning PSA about autism. Love you, Hank, and fuck your haters.
Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammer and Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Why is it that when Bill Clinton is associated with Jeffrey Epstein, he's a pedophile, but when Trump is, he's just a friend? Man, fuck that! You can't have it of both. Always!
Door is closing.
From Wild 94.1, the afternoon diva. Shout out my guy Ryan Hoppy. Make sure you tune in to Hoppy Hour, the best 60 minutes of your life.
Yo, what's going on? It's Joey Franchise, Bobby Shampoo from Wild 94.1, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Hey, this is Meredith from O and the Freak Show on Wild 94.1 in Tampa Bay, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. Hey, this is Meredith from...
If the movie Project X was a radio show, it would be Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
With a funky feel. Date nights crashing like a scene at dawn. It's the gossip train that you're riding on. Ryan's got the scoop.
I love gossip.
Come on.
unless it's false things about me from Kava Bars.
Hoppy, 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 it's the Owie Crave. Mm. Ryan's got the juice and the beats that wave. Oh, sure. Turn it up, feel the love, let your heart behave. Uh-huh. Tune in now, don't you misbehave. Celebs in the mix, it's a hot affair. From crushes to whispers, we're all aware. Every secret told with a naughty flair. Hoppy Hour's live and it's everywhere. Hoppy, 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 it's the Owie Crave. Ryan's got the juice and the beats that wave. Turn it up, feel the love, let your heart behave. Tune in now, don't you misbehave.
Alright, let's get into it. Alright, I know.
Cardi B made her relationship with NFL star Stephon Diggs Instagram official days.
Oh, yeah, you know, he was banging those girls on that boat he got in trouble on. Mm-hmm. He ain't monogamous with Cardi, and guess what? She ain't monogamous with him.
After slamming her ex Offset as a deadbeat dad.
He probably is.
The rapper featured the New England Patriots wide receiver in a carousel posted to Instagram Sunday. Photo showed the couple cuddled up while lounging on the deck of a yacht during their Memorial Day celebration in Miami last weekend. Cardi also included a raunchy video that showed her twerking on Diggs in a black thong swimsuit.
Hell yeah, making your kids prune.
The Grammy winner shared additional slides featuring bouquets of red roses and giant teddy bears, seemingly gifted from the pro athlete. Chapter 5, hello, chapter 6. She wrote in the caption, Cardi.
Alright, so there you go. It's Cardi B being, you know, promiscuous. Like she usually does. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you were to look up the word promiscuous in the dictionary, you'd see her.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Megyn Kelly is striking back at Beyonce after learning that she plays an unexpected role in her ongoing Cowboy Carter tour.
Oh, yeah.
Sparking an unlikely feud between the pair.
Megyn Kelly's just a bored bitch. She obviously hates women. You know how like Candace Owens kind of seems to hate black people, and so does Jason Whitlock, those right-wing nut jobs. Yeah, well, like Megyn Kelly was probably brutally made fun of growing up.
Mm-hmm. 54-year-old conservative pundit took to the 43-year-old hitmaker to task on Thursday's episode of The Megyn Kelly Show after she was told that a clip of her criticizing Beyonce has been incorporated into her tour stops. Kelly, who blasted the singer for acting like an aggrieved woman, said that Beyonce should instead focus on explaining her own former friendship with the disgraced rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs amid his ongoing trial on racketeering and sex trafficking charges, which he hasn't pled guilty to. Kelly delivered her rant to her guest, the journalist Glenn Greenwald, as she recounted learning that a clip of her unloading on Beyonce's recent turn toward country music on the Australian show Paul Murray Live was being played at her concerts. Kelly originally took issue with Beyonce and her marketing treating her the release of Cowboy Carter, which was released 1 year before Thursday's show to the day, as the second coming. She added,
there you go.
Added mockingly, it's Jesus incarnate. He's
there you go. Frickin' nauseating.
Miley Cyrus is opening up about reconciling with her dad. Weeks after she and Billy Ray Cyrus reunited and shared messages about, quote, healing, following more than a year of family rift rumors, the Flower singer confirmed...
It didn't seem like rumors. It seemed pretty frickin' real.
...confirms they are no longer estranged and shares how her parents' divorce led to the rift with her dad. Telling the New York Times in an interview published May 31st, I think timing is everything. As I've gotten older, I'm respecting my parents as individuals instead of as parents. Because my mom really loved my dad for her whole life, and I think being married to someone in the music industry and not being a part of it is obviously really hard. And the 32-year-old, whose mom Tish Cyrus filed for divorce from Billy Ray in 2022 after nearly 30 years of marriage, continues, and so I think I took on some of my mom's hurt as my own because it hurt her more than it hurt me as an adult, and so I owned a lot of her pain. Miley also says that seeing her parents happy in their respective relationships now, as Tish is married to Prison Break alum Dominic Purcell, and Billy Ray is dating a-
That's freaking weird. I used to watch Prison Break. I loved it.
Elizabeth Hurley has helped her on the road to healing, explaining, "Now that my mom is so involved with my stepdad, who I completely adore, and now that my dad, I see him finding happiness too, I can love them both as individuals instead as a parental pairing. I'm being an adult about it."
All right, damn. Good for you, honey. It's good that you're being an adult. You know why it's good that you're being an adult? Because you're an adult!
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Maybe I should take my own advice sometimes.
Rapper 50 Cent will contact President Trump to deter him from considering a pardon for disgraced hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs. According to a social media post, Trump shockingly said Friday that he would be open to pardoning Combs if he is found guilty at his ongoing federal sex trafficking and racketeering trial.
Yeah, there's that Punisher guy that was like raping women and supposedly happened at Trump Tower, so it makes you wonder if Trump was a part of it, because, yeah, I don't know. I know the conservatives don't want to hear it, but he was connected to Epstein, Weinstein, Diddy. He's a good guy.
Nobody's asked, but I know people are thinking about it. I know they're thinking about it. I think some people have been very close to asking. Trump, 78, said during an Oval Office press conference with Elon Musk, "First of all, I'd look at what's happening, and I haven't been watching it too closely, although it's certainly getting a lot of coverage," Trump said of the blockbuster trial unfolding in Manhattan federal court. He said some really bad things about Trump. "It's not okay. I'm going to reach out so he knows how I feel about this guy," the Inda Club rapper wrote. Donald doesn't take well to
I love how they said that. Inda Club.
Inda Club.
There you go. And then there's this twat.
Chase Crisley is celebrating his birthday with his family. The Crisley Knows Best alum turned 29 June 1st.
God, he doesn't look a day over 40. You know, like when a millennial looks older, but they look good for their age? That's what Chase Crisley looks like.
His first birthday with his parents, Todd.
He's a see you next Tuesday. A spoiled, entitled douche.
Crisley and Julie Crisley, who returned home from prison after receiving pardons from President Donald Trump.
All right, so there you go. I'm trying to, like, not have too much Crisley material on here. I'll definitely do more Crisley material, you know. But it's just like, God, I can only take so much.
King of the Hill voice actor Jonathan Joss killed in Texas shooting after argument with neighbor.
This is really freaking sad. He did the voice of John Redcorn, which King of the Hill is coming back in, like, August. But, like, Brittany Murphy's dead. The guy who played Dale is dead. And I guess John Redcorn wasn't going to be in the revival, but I don't know how good King of the Hill is without those side characters.
Joss was the voice of John Redcorn for seasons 2 through 13 of the popular animated series. He had already recorded bits for the show's reboot, which recently began production for Hulu. Joss was reportedly shot multiple times over the weekend after a disagreement with a neighbor, according to TMZ.
All right, rest in peace, my man. Before we go to break, I'm going to play some of this clip. This is from my favorite King of the Hill episode. It is Bill pretending to be gay to work at like a sort of like a Lady Jane's. It's called Hotties. It's kind of like a Hooters haircut place.
Sorry I'm late, everybody. My Pilates class ran long.
I'm here for Rico.
Well, Bidot can help you now.
Are you homosexual?
I'm just trying to act more like Rico.
Me too. If I accidentally start acting not sexy, give me a sign. Go like this.
Okay, give me the sign if I start acting not gay. You sizzle with a capital S, capital Izzle.
Oh. Okay. My boyfriend's taking me to Lake Arlen for dinner and dancing, and then we...
Tell me about your boyfriend. Is he cute? Does he have muscular thighs?
Thieving slut. I bet he's the one who stole my Yoplait from the fridge.
Oh, there you go. That's pretty freaking funny, if you ask me.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, we all I smell is poop.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Trey, man. Man, I'm feeling so H-Town right now, my nigga. This big-ass, white-ass cook, you know what I mean? White cups, 84s on everything. I got my khakis creased, heavy stars, I'm ace time. Just got off the phone with Jay Prince, they bout to hate now. Bro, slowly moving down this road. What don't kill you, make you stronger, I was told. So I carries the load, 2,000 pounds of dro, I just sold. Like, I can get myself up out this hole.
Pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afura Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Are you looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate's degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, love, and learn to gain education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
Question: why does YouTube TV keep raising their rates? The best part about NBA on TNT ending is I don't have to pay for you guys during the NBA season. Funk Dad. $100 to watch things that I can watch on HBO Max with a minute commercial. If only ESPN was just on demand and you didn't need cable, there'd be no reason to have YouTube TV or cable. Unless you're a boomer and you want to watch Criminal Minds all day with 5 minute commercial breaks.
Door is closing.
Listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. This is Eric Zane. I don't know these two people,
but I know they're fucking assholes. Mike Calta and Rover, suck my dick for what you did to Ryan.
Hey, what's up? I'm Woody. That's Greg Gorey.
What's up?
Menace.
Hi.
Gina Grad.
Hey.
Seabass. There's Sammy.
Hello.
We are The Woody Show.
Yeah.
And you are listening to Hoppy Hour. Yeah. With Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, this is Frank Kramer from the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS in Los Angeles, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. You see what he did there? Hoppy Hour. I love that guy.
Triggering middle-aged dudes since 2012, this is Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Maybe the last segment, I'm not sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
Whatever.
The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, sure. I got it.
This is the theme of Hoppy Hour. The theme of Hoppy Hour. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hoppy.
Let's laugh, let's
get
right now.
I love how NBA TV keeps showing game 5 of Indiana and the Knicks, not game 6.
Ryan's here with all the
keep disrespecting the Pacers, it's fine.
Hoppy Hour is the thing with
either way, the bitch ass Knicks went home.
Have your friends at
wing.
It's the theme of what is zing.
Oh, sure.
Scooby Doo and wacky tunes. Ryan's laughter fills the rooms. Crazy fun and all the loons. Hot, sour,
Hoppy.
Catch the wave and ride the fun. With Hoppy Hour, we're never done. Ryan Hopp,
Hoppy.
One. Come and join us, everyone. Hoppy Hour is the thing with Ryan Hopp. We
man, AI can't get it right.
Friends and let's all swing.
856 49 Hoppy. Uh-huh. That's 856-494-6773. You're tweeting me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Vanessa Bryan is addressing those pregnancy rumors. Following
who's been talking about it?
Online speculation that the 43-year-old is currently pregnant.
Gosh, she's freaking hot. How could Kobe cheat on her with 120 women?
The widow of the late Kobe Bryant seemingly responds to the rumors in a series of Instagram stories posted June 1st.
If you gotta respond to it, she probably got an abortion.
In the first story, Vanessa shares a meme of Rihanna floating in the water and flipping her middle finger. The caption reads, "Me protecting my peace, not pregnant, and having fun all summer."
Wow.
Ride me!
And Vanessa follows up the post with another Rihanna meme, reading, "I'm not mean, I'm just not the one."
I can kind of see why Kobe cheated on you.
And that same day, Vanessa, who is mom to Natalia, Bianca, Capri, and late daughter Gianna with the famous NBA player.
God, Kobe cheated on her so freaking often.
Shared a video of highlights from her Disneyland trip with her two youngest daughters.
All right, there you go. I wish her nothing but the best. Speaking of someone who seems insufferable.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic!
Kelly Clarkson may be considering stepping away from her hit daytime talk show, The Kelly Clarkson Show, due to what...
Oh, no. Every boomer is going to be sad.
Sources describe as very painful personal issues.
Yeah, she seems just like the absolute worst. Just like, shut up.
The singer and television host, who has been in the spotlight for more than 2 decades, is reportedly dealing with emotional strain that could lead to major changes in her career. Clarkson, 42, has had a challenging few years.
Yeah, she has. It seems a little self-inflicted.
Her highly publicized divorce from Brandon Blackstock was finalized in 2022 after a long and complicated legal battle over assets, custody of their 2 children, and spousal support. Although she has tried to maintain...
I love how when a man makes more money, it's expected that the spousal support comes in. You got Kelly Clarkson, Cardi B, they're like, oh, no, no. Shut up.
...maintain a positive public appearance. Sources say the emotional toll has been significant. According to insiders, the stress from her personal life has made it harder for Clarkson to balance the demands of hosting a daily talk show.
I mean, the show sucks already.
Parenting and continuing her music career.
What music career? I mean, Miss Independence, a bop. I can't hate on it. Pretty freaking good.
While she remains deeply committed to her fans and team, Those close to her say she's now reevaluating her priorities.
Yeah, I feel like when she got skinny, she just lost herself. I liked her when she was thick. It was more to love. Everyone's like, why are you so skinny? You look like a skeleton.
The source explained that Clarkson knows her limits and is aware of the emotional and physical strain she's been under.
That's good.
While no official decision has been made, there are concerns she might take a break from the show or even step away permanently.
All right, you go. And you know what's going to happen when you step away from that show? Yeah, you'll be played on like Mix 100.7, but all your publicity and relevancy will go out the window.
Mm-hmm. JoJo Siwa and Chris Hughes are officially hard launching their relationship.
God, JoJo Siwa is so freaking bisexual. Why do I know that? Because that's all I attract.
The Dance Moms alum confirms her relationship status in an interview with UK outlet The.
I did not know she was in a penis, by the way. I bet she's like, I'll try to.
Guardian on June 2nd, saying, it's not platonic anymore, and it's been a beautiful development, a beautiful connection.
I love getting banged from behind by a penis.
And I'm absolutely head over heels for him, and he's the same way.
That's good.
JoJo and the Love Island alum first sparked romance rumors.
How often till he cheats on her? This is what bisexual girls do. They get mad at women, so then they date the guy, and then it's always going to be the guy's fault. Give it 4 months, and we'll hear, oh, he was a narcissist.
While competing on Celebrity Big Brother UK in April. And just one day ago, Chris shares a photo to Snapchat of himself in bed with JoJo after spending time with her and her family.
Yeah, I'm sure the family loves seeing that, thinking about their daughter. Just get in line.
Chris is seen shirtless and...
I did that one time. One time I took a selfie after sex about 8 years ago with my ex. And I sent it to like people I worked with in Cleveland. And I was like, God, can I like go back in time and redo that?
Cuddling with JoJo as he kisses her forehead and writes over the image, Sleepin' Beauty.
Let me see. Let me see. Sleepin' Blowjob. Let me see how old this guy is. Chris Hughes, age... he's 32, so she's into her older guy phase, you know what I mean? Bethany Frankel says that she's going to clap back at the haters that were hating on her thong on a Miami Swim Week runway. My daughter is proud. I will post that picture on RyanHappyRadio.com. Your daughter's just happy that you give her money. Alec Baldwin and Hilaria are mad that people claim she controls them like a puppet. Again, if you're mad, it's probably true. I saw this, and this made me sad. John Brinkus, sports science host, dies at 54 of suicide. I used to watch sports science in high school. It was like a show on ESPN where they would break down science and make it about sports, and it was super cool. Let me see if I can load up a clip for it. Let me see. It's going to be audio, but here's Richard Sherman's tools make him a defensive field general.
Key player in one of the NFL's top secondaries, we enlisted a defensive field general. In rolling up on Sherman Way in a Sherman tank is Seattle's Richard Sherman. Inside the lab, he stepped up to the challenge when we put him through our sports science obstacle course.
That is how you do it.
With great feet, agility, and hops, Sherman went above and beyond the call of duty. At 6'3", Sherman is 2 inches taller than the average NFL wideout. And with a massive 38-inch no-step vert, he can get a hand on a ball anywhere within an area the size of 2 Sherman tanks. Sherman also demonstrated great quickness and acceleration. Our infrared speed gates reveal that he anticipates and gets off the line in as little as 11 hundredths of a second and accelerates to nearly 20 miles per hour in just 2.7 seconds. And his total time was among the fastest ever recorded in the lab. In a game, this quickness means that from a standstill, he can cover 7 yards in just over a second.
Nice.
And when he successfully anticipates an action with his speed, even shaving only a tenth of a second puts him nearly 3 feet closer to the ball. But Sherman's physical gifts might not be the most important asset this cornerback brings to Seattle's defense.
Are you ready?
Ready.
3, 2, 1, go!
He's also not afraid to use his mouth to motivate.
Come on, you're looking like a baby giraffe. Get up! Now get down! Go, 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 go! Crawl! Crawl! My little knees going faster than that! Get over this wall! Get up! Get over the wall! Joseph! Come on! That can't be all you got! Give me some more! Jeez Louise!
For ESPN Sports Science, I'm John Brinkus.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
And we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
It's a new day with you, Chico.
Cuenta que te estoy buscando. No me estás escuchando.
Fed up again, I guess I messed up again. Was fed up again, I should have fessed up again. Like Boosie, just a friend, and I'm a man, I don't pretend. Why would I waste my time with a 9, I got a 10. When I'm out, I'm working, boo. When I'm home, I'm working. You will fuck the green when you blue, girl. You know how I do. I crack a joke or two, then give you a poke or two. Take us a toke or two, do what I'm supposed to do. Open up doors for you, pull up your chair. I really care, babe, I want you here. I need you right next to me. Flex with me, back and forth, texting me. More than just sex with me, girl, I need you. You, you in my destiny. Deep inside my chest with me. Secret on my recipe, girl, I need you, you. And all them things that you do, you keep running away when I'm looking for you.
And fighting the blood, sweat, and tears while you build your career. And yeah, I play the back. Never in it for the money. Always have my own stacks. Never made you feel trapped. Never ever did I slack. If you was going on tour, I would have your bags packed. Listen, and nobody could ever say I'm out there crazy. Whether you was home or gone, I was still your lady. So much more than a woman, I would run them routes. Always right by your side, ready to thug it out. Always showing up in class for what more could you ask it? If I did the math, I'ma owe you on 5. I put up with your lies and all your little sighs. But my love was so strong, so I held it all inside. And I should've been, I could've been your one and only. But you strayed so many times and you left me lonely.
My nights, yeah.
I gave you my heart, I gave you my life, I told you my story, I gave you the truth, every bit I had left, ma, I gave it to you. You told me a secret, I kept it with me, and then I became it effortlessly. I'm hoping you listen, like in the beginning when we were both wishing to be in position. The minutes, the hours, the days, my life is a book, the words are the page. Do you ever feel a ways when you see me on stage? Do you stand in the maze with your eyes all glazed? Been on my mind all day like little Lilo label. When the high goes away, it's like my mind blows away. But my mind always say, if she love you, she'll return and never be a guy with her. Cause guy with her was never learned.
Where did she go?
Fuck you, Dizzy. Question. Why does Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd always need to do a press conference? First of all, you're making it about you. And second of all, if your county was so good, there wouldn't be that much crime. Funk that. God, I can't stand Grady Ajun. You know he's right.
Door is closing.
And now, something completely different.
Happy Hour!
Hey, this is Lex Daly with the Lex and Terry Radio Network. We are nationally syndicated, and this guy is so much better than we are. So you should get back to the Hoppy Hour.
Hey, everybody. This is Terry James from the nationally syndicated radio show Lex and Terry, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with my man, Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, what's up? This is Thor from the show on Rock 105.3 in San Diego, and you're listening to the Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, this is Tom Bernard, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
People often argue over Android versus iPhones, but the real debate should be middle-aged Gen X morning shows versus Hoppy Hour. Guess who wins? We will let you decide. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
The golden age of radio is alive and well on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, sure.
I'm a scoop celeb, gossip, a mess.
What a...
Hoppy on the mic, kicking off the night, talking about the love, the news, keeping it tight, 85, 6...
So Farrah Abraham posed in some lingerie. What's new? I've seen her suck dick. Rudy Gobert's ex shades the NBA player and says, I could destroy your image. A bitter ex trying to cancel the man? I've never gone through that. Here are 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week. Caitlyn Jenner transitioned. Kim Kardashian revealed she was pregnant again with Saint. The New York Times did a story about how thongs were out of style and granny panties were the thing, which is not a bad point because I lost my virginity in 2014 and had a lot of sex in the 2010s, and granny panties were the thing. YouTube turned 10 years old. The Duggar family was in trouble because of Josh, so some things never change. Tracy Morgan did his last interview after almost dying in a car crash. IHOP changed their logo. The long neck black guy, his mugshot went viral. This sounds annoying. The Broadway cast of The Lion King and Aladdin got stranded at an airport and sang. I'd be like, shut up! From dawn till dusk, always stay climb on happy hour, time flies by. It does. Happy hours live from coast. Whatever. Turn the volume up, raise a toast. And then we end happy hour today. With this freaking mutant. This freaking deadbeat dad. This freaking incel. This freaking loser. This cretin. Did you know I don't like Elon Musk? Did you know I think he's an absolute C word? Actually, that's an insult to the C word.
Explained why he doesn't want to take responsibility for everything the administration is doing. That's
of course not. Elon wants credit for the things that go well, but when things go wrong, it's everyone else's fault. Like a typical narcissist.
Direct quote. He said it during a CBS interview. Let's take a listen.
Can't wait to hear this moron.
And I'm a little stuck in a bind where I'm like, well, I don't want to, you know, speak up against the administration, but I don't want to. Also, don't want to take responsibility for everything the administration is doing.
Yeah, because you know it's not working. And when it was, oh, cool to bring your little brat of a kid in and whatnot, it was, look at me. And you're teaching your kid to say that daddy's the real president and whatnot. But then when things went bad and Tesla stock went down, you don't want to take credit for things that are bad because you're not a true leader.
All right, Jay, let's back up. It was just months ago.
Back it up.
He was proudly wielding that chainsaw across the stage, vowing to hack away at our government. Now
he's a loser.
All of a sudden, he has a change of heart.
And relishing what he was doing then, it's unclear what he's talking about there in terms of potential disagreements.
No one knows what he's talking about. He's on a spectrum. You got to remember, he's no different than a local nerd playing a Magic the Card Gathering game. It's just he's the richest guy. He's still weird.
He could have. But one of those disagreements that he talked about in that interview was the administration's support for that bill you and I were just talking about.
What you're talking about?
He said that a bill could be big or it could be beautiful, but in his view, it couldn't quote unquote be both. That's obviously a direct knock on the fact that Republicans on the Hill and in the White House, especially the president, have compiled this massive vehicle of legislation that's really this laundry list of President Trump's campaign promises all in this legislation.
And none of it's working. It's almost like politicians lie.
The president calls his quote unquote one big beautiful bill. And we saw how Elon Musk's comments when he made them last week on this bill. The question then becomes, if Elon Musk is out of the administration as he is,
can he just go away forever and ever?
Does he continue to make comments like that, like what you just played as well?
Of course he will, because he's going to be irrelevant. People are getting sick of Tesla. People are realizing that he's a dork. He let go of 10,000 jobs. Remember, like, when he let go of those 10,000 people and then there was supposed to be a solution to it? There never was.
That potentially change the political calculus, and do they have sway among...
And he's wearing his stupid Gulf of America hat. God, if you believe in Gulf of America, you're stupid.
Congressional Republicans, for example, and those on the Hill, who previously, until he left the administration, were really hanging on his every word, Kira, and they were mindful of the fact that Elon Musk, while he might not be a special government employee anymore, still has billions to burn.
Yeah, he does. By the way, I don't know who's a bigger loser. People that have kids with Elon or Elon? Probably the people having kids with him.
In political donations in any upcoming election.
You're telling me Elon Musk is corrupt? No. I dedicate this clip to that freaking moron, that freaking piece of garbage. God, he's the worst. And if you like him, don't listen to my show.
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt! You make me sick, you big baby! Baby, want a bottle? A big dirt bottle?
TikTok, toxic juke, we're playing cool pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done. Feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom through streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio is fading like a Wilson Rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums missing. Hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM. Shout out, hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing, hoppy like fingers without rings. EHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Clockwork to a show, now it's time to face the silence like the TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Empty feet are silent, time to come into an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, he's our daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Happy hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.